Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
I'm John, or Jeebens.
And I am your lovely host for this evening, me. And that's all you get. Ethan, the legend of Flood Mixing Gaming. So I was crowned the winner after the last episode, which my brain has not functioned in the past month. So whatever that episode was, you can see it. Editing Ethan, insert the episode name here. But whatever episode that was, I think John was the host, maybe. Yeah, I think John was the host, and then he made me the winner. Either way, but I said in the last episode that, you guys smell that? You guys smell that in the air right now? I smell a game show on the horizon. And that's exactly...
I was going to say, I woke up this morning and I smelled something. Like game showy.
Wow. I was going to say, I woke up and smelled violence, so I decided to choose it. But yeah, so the game show's on the horizon. You can already see the name of the game show, whether it's clear as to what the game show's going to be about. Who knows? Probably will be, based on what I think I'm picking today. I don't even fully know myself, because I have a lot of good game shows to choose from. And there's one, like, super hilarious one. And then there's one super cool one that's going to get John and Owen to question their decisions in life. But at the same time, there's a couple other ones that I'm like, ooh, that'd be fun to do. Like, there's too many good ones. But we'll see what I pick today. But to give me some time to decide that fact, you guys got any small talk? It's been about a week since we've last talked.
Boy, so with both of these game shows, we either question our life choices or it's super fun.
I said super funny.
Oh, great.
Answer my question. You got a small talk?
Yeah, sure. So life over this past week has been very, very, very cold. Way colder than I thought it would be. Work has sucked. Everything actually sucks. You know, it's tax season. That sucks as well. Especially when they're asking something from me that I don't know what the fuck they mean.
Imagine having to do taxes. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Taxes.
Damn. Well, you two in debts do taxes, bud.
Just be like Yoshi and just evade taxes.
I wish I could be Yoshi and avoid taxes, but that's not how this works.
Well, a fun thing about my life is I don't have to do taxes this year, so get wrecked, IRS. Idiots.
I earned just underneath the minimum.
Yep. That's what I did. I was literally $50 under the minimum, so I'm like, yes! Don't have to do it this year. I will have to do it next year. I will. I know that, but...
Damn, so you both got out of it, and I have to do it.
Well, that means you just got more money. So if anything, that means you're richer than we are. So, although you're not, because somehow you're broke all the time. So either your rent's $1 billion a year, or you spend money on stupid stuff. So,
I buy swords.
Sure. But, John, what's been going on with you, man?
You know, I would tell you. Except just, it sucks, and I can't remember anything. It's just like, I'm moving forward each day, and I'm like, man, I'm glad that day's over. And then the next day happens, and I'm like, dang, I'm glad that day's over. And that's just how my week is.
Expound.
No.
But yeah, as for me, I was working this week. I find my work is enjoyable, so I don't. I mean, except for some of it, like I don't like doing dishes and cause that's stupid. And a lot of the classic housework stuff, like sweeping, mopping is fine, but sweeping dishes I don't really like. But everything else is fine. Like I love making the food. I love helping the customers. Actually, people think I'm crazy, but maybe it's just the environment that I'm in. But helping the customers is actually my favorite part of the job. So.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's been, so the work itself has been going good. The moment I'm doing a lot of adult stuff. That being like I'm actually looking for a apartment to rent and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun stuff. And by fun I mean grueling, annoying, and stupid. So
yeah.
So outside of that, I mean it's been a decent week. I mean it's been a hard week, but it's been a decent week in the sense that we actually went to Red Robin on Friday because no one wanted to cook, so we just went to Red Robin. And me and my brother had $25 gift cards, so it's $50 off the total bill, which is pretty great. If you listen to the pre-episode, I was actually munching on the I had reheated the fries from that day. Oh, damn it. I have the queso I should have made, too. I got queso with my fries, but whatever. It's fine. I'll have that later. But, yeah. Yeah, it's been a mixed week. I'll say that. Like the previous couple weeks, as well, from when you guys hear this, because we've been pre-recording just in case of something happened late, because I am looking to. Are you okay? Because I've been looking to rent a place. Like I'm gonna be moving again, and so just to prepare for stuff. And like, let's say John has something that like he has a family emergency he needs to go to. Like it's just smart to prepare for that kind of thing. So for you guys. It would be, I don't almost think this goes out in March. But for us, it's February right now. The first Sunday of February? Yeah. First Sunday of February. That sounds right. Or is it? Cause it's the 7th? Or we already had a Sunday in February. Either way, doesn't matter. It's in February right now. But like when I was saying my weeks were terrible, that was mostly in January. January was a pile of doo-doo garbage. February is a little better, not by much, but it's a little better. So 2025, man, off to a fabulous start. And if you can sense the outpouring of sarcasm I currently have, then good for you. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from the sounds of it, it sounds like all of us are not having the greatest start to 2025. So.
Yeah. No. The start of 2025. I'd rather have the start of 2024 again.
Yeah, I'd rather, if I could go back in a year, that'd be great, but we don't have a time machine, so it's not gonna happen. Yeah. But as for headlines, I mean, I looked at stuff, but nothing really of interest. I try to find stuff that's interesting, because otherwise, why would I say it if it's not interesting? And there's a couple things that I'm like, okay, that's slightly interesting. There's nothing that was like, oh, that's a good thing to put on the headline for this week. So I don't got one. The world's dying and everything's blowing up. That is the thing for this thing. I think. Oh, you know what? Here's a thing that I remember. This I guess is half creator showcase, half headline. A new Doom game is coming out. Doom: The Dark Ages, I think, is the name of it. And the trailers I've seen, they're only like 5-second trailers. Of course, the trailers that I actually want to watch are only 5 seconds. But so the gameplay I've seen is very minimal, but I love the Doom franchise, so I will definitely be getting that game. Maybe not when it first comes out, because I have more important things to spend my money on, but eventually I would get the game to play, because it does look pretty fun. And I've always loved the Doom games. Doom Eternal was great, which was the most recent one. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. I mean, I'm a huge... I think you said Doom?
Are you paying attention?
I am paying attention.
Minus 2 points for not paying attention.
Discord makes it hard to tell what you say sometimes.
That sounds like a personal problem. Listening. Yeah, you're just bad at listening, man. I don't know what to tell you.
John, go drink your prune juice.
Anyway. I was going to do, because we did an email last time, I was trying to find a creator that I was remembering. So I'm just going to say, you should check out a YouTube channel named Flabs XC Gaming. I heard they're great. they've been recently uploading again, because they were on a dry streak because of work and stuff. But they've been recently uploading again. So go check them out. Totally not biased at all. But there you go.
Yeah, go check him out. He's only got 1K subs.
Speaking of 1,000, but that's minus 1,000 points in NoDog 54. Anyway.
Oh.
Moving past Noah's undisguised threat, we're gonna go into the game. We're gonna go into the game show today. As I said, I already mentioned at the beginning that it's gonna be a game show. I wasn't sure what one, but I've decided. I think this one's the best one to go for right now, especially since John's Hungry Goblin over there has been jonesing for more video game episodes. So that's what we're gonna be doing today. So welcome to the Quotable Pixels game show. In this game show, contestants will be given a quote from a video game and will have to guess what video game that quote comes from. Once the host has read the whole quote, John, players will use the word respawn to buzz in their answer. If they answer the question correctly, they will receive points. If they are wrong, their opponent has a chance to steal. The quotes will range from classic video game quotes that everyone should know to more obscure ones that might have you questioning your video game knowledge. Players can ask for a hint, but each hint will diminish the amount of points you can receive for getting the answer right. Here's the hints you can ask for. So you can ask for the year the game was released, the genre of the game, or you can make it a 50-50. So these are not multiple choice by nature, but I'll just tell you two options, and then so it's a 50-50. Hints don't cost anything to use, but as I said before, using a hint will negate the amount of potential points you can earn. So you get 25 points for getting the answer right. That's the base amount. Using one hint will change that to 20. Using two hints will change that to 15, and using all three hints will change that to 10 points. So be careful with how many hints you choose to use. Now there's a couple of different ways players can lose points. One way is by getting the game incorrect. This takes away 5 points. Another way to lose points is the buzz-in penalty. When you buzz in with the word respawn, you have 5 seconds to give an answer before you lose 10 points for a false buzzer. So think of kind of like, I think a Family Feud does that. The last way to lose points is during the boss battle rounds, which I will go over in a second. Since you can lose points so easily, it's time to go over the lifelines you have. There are 5 possible lifelines that players can use to help answer the questions. Let's go over those now. So we have skip level. So skip the current question and go on to the next one. This only applies to one person. Team up. Players join forces to get the answer correct, awarding both parties points and restricts the act of losing points if they are wrong. Swap. Swap the current question for an easier one. Hint chain. The host gives 3 increasingly helpful hints without the consequence of losing points. And then finally, save point. Save your game. Use a save point to secure the base amount of points you have. This acts as a threshold, meaning you can't lose points below that number. This can only be used during the first half of the game. These lifelines can be used only once per player, so be wise with how you choose to use them. The last thing we need to go over is the boss battle rounds. These rounds will be the hardest you will ever face in this game show. The quotes you will receive during these rounds will be extremely obscure and will make you go into the depths of your mind to find the answer, if you even have it, that is. You need to be careful around the boss battle rounds, as getting one wrong makes you lose 40 points. Guess the quote, use hints to gain an edge, and face the boss battle rounds with an iron fist. Good luck. So, is there any questions, gentlemen?
No.
Yeah, I have a question. For the lifelines, essentially, we get each lifeline once per person, right? But yep. The team up one, is that one total or two?
That's one per person still. So like John can use it at a different point, or you can use it at a different point, and then Noah can use it at a different point too.
Yeah.
So good question there. Noah seems confident, so if he sucks at this game show, it's his own fault.
By losing streak continues.
We'll see. So remember the difference between hints and lifelines, though. Hints don't cost anything, nor do lifelines, I guess. But hints don't cost anything, but they will negate the amount of potential points you get at the end if you get the answer right. But if you're really stuck, because remember, you lose points if you get it wrong. So if anything, you want to try and... If you have to shave off some potential points that you're going to be getting if you win, then it's better to do that than just throw out a random guess that's going to be wrong. Because then you've lost points at that point. Both of you guys start with 50 points just because obviously you can lose points in this game, so starting at 0 wouldn't make any sense. So keep that in mind. Probably every so often I'll let you know your point total. There's no point spending in this one. It's really just losing and gaining. So I don't need to go over it every time, kind of like the other game shows where I give you your total money or whatever. This one's a bit different in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But, any other question before we start? So we're going to start with video game quote number one, gentlemen. Real quick, let me pull up my sheet so I can tabulate points here. All right, so are you guys ready for video game quote number one?
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
No.
All right, cool. It sounds like you're sure about that. So, John, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Stay a while and listen.
Just stay a while and listen.
I'm feeling real dumb. On bags, I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. Really? This is the first quote.
Stay a while and listen. Where the hell would I have heard that?
You both played this game, so I'm going to be very disappointed in you.
This
is the first quote.
I have an idea. It does sound familiar, but
Just remember, it's better to use hints than to just guess outright, because you lose points. Points otherwise.
Can I get the genre?
Yep. Let me just double check. I know what the game is, but I don't honestly remember what genre it's supposed to be. So I guess I'll give you just both, because it's a hint thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. It's obviously going into your thing, because Noah can use it too.
Right. Okay. So what I originally had is I've abandoned that one because that was wrong.
Interesting.
All right. Can I use a hint?
Yeah, which one do you want?
What year did the game come out?
Interesting. Okay. That's a great question. Let's see. Really? I feel old.
Oh, God. That doesn't make me feel any better.
You asked for it. Okay. Do this. Do a bit of that. There you go.
Oh, my God. I feel old.
I didn't think it was that long ago. I knew it was an older game, but I didn't think it was that long ago.
I didn't think it was that long ago either, and I don't even know what the fucking game is.
Stay a while and listen, just to remind you.
I have one guess, but that's it.
Alright.
I hate myself, but Minecraft.
You gotta say respawn to buzz in.
You're an idiot.
Respawn. You're an idiot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Sure.
That's the only game I could think of from that year, to be honest.
I'm honestly just, I was hoping you would say Smash Bros. Just for the memes, but you didn't, so I'm disappointed in you.
Okay, can I have a
50-50
hint? I'm really struggling.
50-50, okay, alright. So, Noah's already locked in, so I'm just going to say it. So your choices are... Okay, your choices are Dead Space 2 and Skyrim.
Okay, I'm going to go with Skyrim. I don't know that it's...
alright.
If it's what I think it is, I hate myself.
The answer is Skyrim, but John used two hints, meaning that he only gets 15 points for that. But he still gained points as opposed to losing points. No one just straight up lost points because he guessed, so.
I guess a game that doesn't have dialogue.
John, go drink your prune juice.
Alright. So, that being said, moving on to quote number two. I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I took an arrow in the knee.
Respawn.
Ooh, John, I heard Noah say first.
Skyrim.
Okay, John?
Can I guess the same thing, or is that not... That's not all right.
I mean, you can guess the same thing if you want. If you truly believe it's correct, then you could.
Oh, yeah, Skyrim.
It's interesting you thought I'd give you Skyrim twice, and that is wrong. That is not Skyrim. That is God of War. And I thought John would know that, but apparently not. He's mixing himself up in some regard or something. This is challenging, guys, because this is the first two quotes.
Hold on. Stop. You just telling me that line is incredible.
It is. It's a lot of these I took from a website that was popular video game quotes.
Who in the hell says that it's God of War?
It might be in the original trilogy or the original one or whatever. I don't think
it's the original.
Because I don't know it. Because the one thing it said was just God of War, so it might just be the original one. Either way, I know John. I knew John's played God of War and God of War Ragnarok. I don't know if he's played the original, whatever.
Yeah, I haven't played the originals. I could see a world where like it's surprisingly that Skyrim is actually referencing God of War, and like everyone just forgets that because Skyrim is like so well known.
Yeah, could be. That'd actually be a good call-out, actually. But moving on to video game quote number three. A hero need not speak. When he is gone, the world will speak for him.
I have no idea. What the hell?
Oh, man. Something came to mind. And if I'm wrong, there's a similar quote in it. And that's why I'm taking it. I'm going to go with the hints, because I've gotten one wrong, and I would like... Less points is better than no points, and losing points, I mean to say.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the genre again. That's a good one.
I already know what this is, so I don't even need to look that up. I don't know if this one has a second one, kind of like the last one I gave you, but I know the main one. So, there you go.
Okay. My guess, what I have in mind still works for that, but which one?
No, you better be, like, mixing a drink to shut the hell up, because why do you have background noise all the time now?
I don't know, man.
Just stop fiddling with stuff, man. Just sit still.
I was sitting still, I don't know what the hell happened.
It sounded like you were fiddling with something, I don't know what to tell you. But John, are you going to go with your answer, or are you going to go for another hint?
I'm going to feel real stupid if I get this wrong, but I'm going to respond because no one has an answer, so I have to actually buzzer in. I'm gonna go Mass Effect 3.
Alright.
Okay, I'll go Respawn. Mass Effect 2.
I don't know why you assumed John was gonna be correct, because he was not correct. So you're both wrong now. The answer was Halo, the first one.
Oh, I've never played the first Halo.
You are scum of the earth, and you should reconsider your life choices.
I think there is a similar line to it in Mass Effect 3, which is why I was like, oh yeah, that sounds about right. And it fits. It's a kind of line that a certain character would say, but yeah. I guess he doesn't. Otherwise,
I'm
right.
I mean, that's a very blasé quote, so that can be taken into any. Like, Mario, someone can say that to Mario and it would still apply, right? So, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's video game quote number four, and this one I'm obligated to sing to you, so that's what's going to happen here. So, here's video game quote number four. It's dangerous to go alone, take this.
It's dangerous to go alone, take this.
Respawn.
John?
I don't know why he's talking about it. The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
I have no idea. Respawn. Phasmophobia.
Are you stupid or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you function in any capacity. So John, you're correct. It is The Legend of Zelda. So there you go. That's how you get the Master Sword thing. And then the meme is where people sing it. It's like, it's dangerous to go alone, take this. So that's why I said I'm obligated to sing it.
I see.
But yeah, anyway. So Noah's just bad at this. Moving on to video game quote number five. It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Sounds familiar.
I mean, I've heard the quote a million times. I have no clue what it's from.
That's the question.
I'm gonna go risky. I'm gonna go 50-50 hint.
Well, you have to use a hint before that one. You can't use that one first.
Well, you know what? I'll use the genre hint. I don't think the E is gonna help me. I don't know when anything comes up.
Genre? Okay. I have no idea what this actually is. Oh, okay. Well, I should have figured that. From the things I know about the game, I guess I should have figured that. I'm not even going to type it to you, John. It's literally the thing that I sent you last, so.
Where have I heard this?
The internet, probably.
Probably, yeah. I'm trying to think. Because I don't think I've heard this in a game that I've played, so I probably haven't played this, unless I'm the big dub.
I don't think you've played this. I personally haven't played it, and I know Noah hasn't played it, so.
I don't even know what... Respawn...
You're the one who's has terrible guesses. That one was a fairly decent guess, though, but I don't know if it's correct. Yeah, I'll go with the 50-50 if because I got the other hint. Okay. But I need all three hints to get the 50-50.
No, you can, as long as you just use one. I'm dying, because I'm allergic to Noah's bad answers.
I feel it.
Bullshit!
Okay, so John, you are allergic. Okay, let me check. So, John, your 50-50 is Duke Nukem or Duke Nukem Revolution?
Oh, come on. One of them.
Or Duke Nukem Forever, I think, is the actual name. I don't know why I said Revolution. Yeah, Forever.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Duke Nukem. The non-forever one.
The non-forever one.
The temporary one.
Temporary. All right. Well, that is correct, John. So there you go.
Damn it!
All right, John's doing pretty...
I know that was a shooter, though.
It is. It's a shooter / side scroller, apparently. So, all right. Moving on to video game quote number six. If you sit by the river long enough, you'll see the body of your enemy float by.
What the what?
It's a pretty badass quote.
It's really funny. I mean, in the context of where it's said, it's hilarious.
It's a badass quote, but also, have I played a game where this quote's said?
Based on your epitome of not playing games that you should play, I'm going to say you probably haven't played this.
Respawn.
I know John's played it.
Dark Souls.
Sure.
That feels like the word that quote would be said, John.
You know, it's not the worst guess you've ever made, but it's not a good one. Rick. I feel like, though, if I'm wrong on what I'm thinking, then... I know, like, answer. But you know what? I'm gonna go with the genre again.
All right.
No, for guts.
As I've been saying, I had to not get as many points as I lose points.
There's a John. I don't even look that up. So.
Okay.
John's gonna be really surprised by the answer, or he's gonna be like, "Oh, that makes a lot of sense." So.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Could I classify what I'm thinking as horror? It's one of those like ones that it could be, but maybe not.
Well, this is the main genre I'm giving you, so remember that.
Definitely horror aspects. You said I played this game.
You have, yes.
What was the quote again? I completely forgot.
If you sit by the river long enough, you'll see the body of your enemy float by.
I'm gonna go 50-50. Like, there's a handful of things that's popping in my brain. I'm like, I don't know if that's correct.
Okay. Okay, 50-50s are Skyrim and Ultimate Custom Night.
Well, I saw Ultimate Custom Night already, so I'm gonna go with that one.
Wait, you thought that already and you still spent money? I mean, you still...
Did well, that? I wasn't sure, and I thought it could have been a different map game.
Uh-huh. I see. Alright, well, that is correct, Ultimate Custom Nights. There you go. So, moving up in the world. Just remind you, this. I think there's 30 quotes, so when we get towards 15, at that point, you can't use your save game thing anymore, so remember that as well. The save game thing is where you save your progress, so you can't dip anything below that point value. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But you might be like, right now we're only at 7, so you might be like, oh, well, by the time I get to 14, it might be really high, but then you take the risk of like, oh, I might get the next couple wrong and thus make me lose more points. So it's one of those things you gotta consider. Right. Video game quote number 7, here we go. Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better.
What? Why do I feel attacked?
You suck.
Yep.
I have a thought, but my thoughts usually are wrong. So I'm gonna go with the genre hint.
Okay. This one is interesting. Okay. I mean, this might just give it to you, but it's a super narrow genre, so there's no really other way to do it.
Well, he does that. I'm gonna say respawn.
Uh huh.
Getting over it.
It's probably the best guess you've had so far. So.
That is a good guess. Yeah. I don't think it's correct though.
Maybe.
I can either confirm or deny if it's correct, but I'm just saying it's a better guess than Phasmophobia.
At least it didn't say Super Smash Bros. Okay.
Well, that would have at least been funny. Phasmophobia was nowhere funny and stupid. So.
Yeah. I don't want to go. I don't want to keep doing 50-50s.
Hmm.
But you're right, this is a fairly narrow. Just trying to think, because like.
So you want to do 50-50 again?
No, I'll hold off. Though, not much is coming to mind. I wouldn't say that's it's that, but also feels like it would fit. Okay, I'm probably losing points for this, but I'm just going to go for it. Shoot my shot, as they say. I'm going to go with Raft.
Interesting. That was actually one of the 50-50 options. But unfortunately, it's wrong, because the answer is Animal Crossing.
Damn.
I don't know who says this to you, but that's so cutthroat. Like, don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, very wise.
With the way you said it, I thought getting over, because that sounds like something you would hear in that game.
I mean, yeah, that's why I said that it was a decent guess, but... Okay, moving on to video game quote number 8. Protocol 1, link to pilot. Protocol 2, uphold the mission. Protocol 3, ooh, protect the pilot.
I've had a couple guesses.
Do you suck? Is Smash Bros. One of your guesses?
No, surprisingly.
I'm gonna use my lifeline of, save points. I don't lose my lose more points than I currently have.
Okay, so you have 95 right now, so you cannot dip below 95.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's all right.
I'm gonna shoot my shot. Respawn.
Okay, no.
Dead Space 2.
It's not the worst answer.
Mm-hmm. Have I heard this? Because I've played like.
I'm almost certain you've never even looked at this game.
Okay, well then, screw what I was gonna say, and part of me goes on.
Damn, it's like John gets stabbed in his dreams.
It's a game of some kind.
Wow, I can't believe it's a game.
Let's go with the hint of genre, though I'm assuming that.
Noah's already locked in, so I'm just gonna say it's a shooter.
I'm going to ask for the genre. Noah's already locked in, so I'll just tell you now. It's a shooter.
I'm thinking... Let's go to 50-50, you know, why not?
Okay, your options are Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 or Titanfall 2.
Okay, that helps, because now it's a 50-50.
Wow.
Yo, that's what a 50-50 is, oh shit.
Shut up, Noah, you got it wrong, so I don't want to hear from you.
We don't know if he's got it wrong yet.
But if he didn't say either of the 50.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? You're goddamn right. Oh, while John's giving his answer, while he's thinking about it, which one it is. No, I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna hope this works. By the way, I think it will. Yeah, it will. Okay, so Noah, I'm gonna give you permission. This is the only time I'm giving you permission to do this. So I'm gonna say something to you, Noah, and then I want you to respond with "fuck you." All right. So I'm gonna say something, and that's what you're gonna respond with. All right.
Yes, sir.
So, Noah, you're adopted.
Fuck you.
The fuck you say to me, you little shit?
It works, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it so much.
I did that a while ago, and I finally remembered to use it.
I love it.
Okay, so John, you got your answer, bud?
We're going to go with Titanfall 2.
All right, that is actually correct, but you only get 15 points for that.
You know what? 15 points is better than minus whatever you get for losing.
It's only five.
Yeah, I don't care that I lost that. That was great.
The fuck you said to me, little shit? All right. My favorite soundboard, my favorite sound of it, of humanity. Moving on to video game quote number 9, which is probably one of my favorite quotes of video game history. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Respawn.
John?
That is Resident Evil.
Okay. Respawn.
Uh-huh.
Resident Evil Village.
Not smart.
I wish you would have just kept with
the franchise.
I wish, yeah, but it doesn't matter about the same franchise because that's incorrect. John was correct with Resident Evil, so there you go. You get 25 of that. Crazy.
Yes, go. Yeah, Jill's just not even in Village, so like that's why you're stupid.
Okay,
hey, John, come in.
Moving on to video game quote number 10. War never changes.
Respawn.
Noah.
Law 4.
Okay.
You see, it could be, because they say in multiple of the Fall games, so it depends on whatever the website said.
John, you'll never learn, will you?
You'll never learn?
What do you mean I'll never learn?
John, if you played the game... John, hold on. If you played the game, you would know they say this. Any chance they get?
Shut the fuck up. They say it in the fourth one.
I used it on your behalf.
Because they say it in 4. I do know that. So I'm going to go with 4. But I know they say it in another one. In one of different Fallout. So.
Well, Fallout 4 is correct, so you both get points for that one. Noah's finally not at 10 points. So there you go. Alright. Moving on to video game quote number 11. Endure and survive.
Endure and survive. Oh!
It was a game where you need to either endure and or survive.
Well, I played this
game and I don't even remember who says this. But
that doesn't make me feel any better.
I don't think... I don't know if Noah has played this. John, I don't think... I don't know who's played this game, actually.
I have not played a game where this quote has ever been said.
You probably don't know that.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet I have not played this game.
I mean, I thought maybe... Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of a different friend, but someone I know really likes this franchise, but...
I don't think I've ever heard this.
You don't know what game it's from yet, so you might have heard it and you're just stupid.
Well, endure and survive. What the fuck would I hear that from?
A game, probably. Game with about surviving and enduring.
Can I get a hint of the genre, please?
Genre? I'm pretty sure.
Okay, respawn.
No.
Dead Island.
Okay.
I don't like my current predicament.
That's you know what you're getting at.
You're probably wrong.
We're already at, okay. We're already at 40 minutes. We got to speed this up. I gotta put time limit on you guys.
But we're gonna go. Completely forgot what I was gonna say. This is bullshit. The video game.
This is bullshit. The video game. Okay.
I'll take the points for the joke.
No, that is incorrect. The answer is The Last of Us. There you go.
I played the game.
Moving on to video game quote number 12. Praise the sun.
Literally just praise the sun?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Do it.
Junk is kissing ass. No.
I know. Fan base of a game I'm thinking of. It's a lot, but I don't know if it's actually in the game itself.
Respawn?
No.
Grounded?
What was that?
Grounded.
Grounded.
What? I guess you're wrong based on that response. This is gonna sound really wild, but it'll be like a big ultra brain if I get it right. We're gonna go with Dark Souls.
Well, you got your big brain pants on today, John, because that is correct. Dark Souls is the answer. So there you go. All right, moving on to video game quote number 13. This one, when I read this, I was like, I might hate the game, but this is a great quote. Remember, you gotta wait for me to finish, by the way. So video game quote number 13. Tell me, Bats, what are you scared of? Failing to save this cesspool of a city? Not finding the commissioner in time? Me in a thong? John?
That is Batman Arkham Asylum.
Alright.
Damn it, I was gonna guess the same thing, motherfucker.
You can. I said that earlier.
Okay, respawn. Batman Arkham Asylum.
Freaking dumbass. Anyway. and that's a quote from John from a while ago. I forgot what episode that was. But yeah, so I just like the me in a thong bit. Like, that's pretty great. so there we go. So Noah, right, by the way, we're only two questions away from being halfway, so that means, Noah, you gotta use your save point at some point here soon.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to video game quote number 14. War is where the young and stupid are tricked by the old and the bitter into killing each other.
Respawn.
John?
Is GTA 4.
Interesting.
Can I go hint?
Which one?
Save point.
That's not a hint, that's a lifeline.
Okay, lifeline, save point, whatever.
Sure.
Alright, respawn.
Uh-huh.
God of War.
Sure. The answer was not God of War. the answer was GTA 4. So that is correct.
Okay.
For John.
My favorite lines in the game. I've never played it, though.
I see. So remember, you guys still have your life. You have your actual lifelines still, by the way. So you both use the save point, but you have the other ones, too. If you ever need me to reread which ones you have, let me know. But video game quote number 15. Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Respawn.
John?
That's Star Fox.
Which one?
That is a good question.
thank you.
I don't know the names of them. I'm going to go, I guess, the first one. But
I believe the first one was on the Nintendo 64.
It would be Star Fox 64, I'm guessing it would be the name, because they just loved putting 64 at the end of those games.
They did. Noah, what's your answer?
Happy Wheels.
Are you stupid? Okay, The answer was Star Fox 64. I'm glad John actually thought of the fact that it would be called 64. So there you go. So now we're officially halfway. I'm going to speed it up, though, because we're almost out of time. So we have team ups. You have skip level. So if you don't like, if the question's too hard, you can skip that one, without losing points. You can swap the current question for an easier one. So if you think it's too hard, but you don't want to skip it and still get points, you can get an easier one. And then you get the hint chain, which is I will give you three increasingly helpful hints without the consequence of losing points. So those are the lifelines you both still have. Moving on to quote number 16. Thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle.
He's done.
John?
That is Super Mario Brothers.
All right.
Lifeline.
Okay.
Swap.
Really? Okay.
Affiliate.
Sure. We'll swap it for you. Sure.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Easiest question ever. You're asking me.
Here, okay. Here's, yeah. You know, this can't, it can't get any easier than this one. It's a me, Mario.
Oh, no. I haven't played any Mario games.
Are you effing stupid?
You're dumbass.
And wait a minute, wait a minute. I actually just listened to this a couple while ago. There's a video games tier list episode where you said you played the first one. So either you're full of shit or you're stupid. Which one is it?
Both.
I don't recall playing any Mario games in my life.
You literally, okay, you're just a liar. We figured it out, John. He's just a big fat liar.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's a me, Mario, Noah. Answer the damn question.
Respawn?
Great. What is it?
Super Smash Bros.
Oh my goodness.
I just give up on everything in life. John, with the very obvious and simple answer of Super Mario Brothers is correct. So there you go, John. Good job. You have a brain. Congratulations. Alright, video game quote number 17. Don't make a girl a promise if you know you can't keep it.
Who? What? Where the fuck would I have heard this?
Not in Smash Bros.
Hey, who was gonna guess that?
David, there goes my guess.
You know what? I'm going to use my lifeline of the three increasingly better hints, the hint chain, if you
will. Interesting, okay. So that's what that is. It's the three hints that you usually get, but I'm going to give them to you for free. And nothing's better than free.
Free is good.
Okay, so first the genre. Here's this. There's the genre. The date. That's a great question, actually. When was this released? And then here is the date it was released. And then...
Respawn.
What?
Life is Strange.
Great. Awesome. Amazing. And those are your 50-50s.
I love that 50-50. It's my favorite one.
I mean, it's free though, John, so you really can't complain.
Yeah, I can't complain. It is a free hit. I don't know. I'm gonna go Halo 3.
Halo 3 locking it in?
Yeah.
That is actually correct. So you get full points for that because you used the lifeline to make sure that the things were free. So there you go. Alright, John's doing really good at points. Alright, here we go. Video game quote number 18. This is a longer one, so bear with me here. The thing about happiness is that you only know you had it when it's gone. I mean, you may think to yourself that you're happy, but you don't believe it. You focus on the petty bullshit, or the next job, or whatever. It's only looking back by comparison with what comes after that you understand. That's what happiness felt like.
Why do I feel attacked?
Maybe because you're bad at this.
And that's it.
I don't think I would have... Have I played a game where there's a quote this deep?
I'm 100% certain you played this game.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure. I'm looking at the time.
It does sound familiar.
Okay, can I go Lifeline?
Which one?
Genre.
That's a hint, you... Oh, my. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to become the Joker and go in a thong at this point. Like, what's going on here?
I didn't know you own thongs.
You don't know what I own. Anyway, so your hint... What hint do you want? Genre?
Genre.
Haven't personally played the game, but I had a suspicion it was that. So here is the genre.
There. No, that doesn't help at all.
I mean, I figured even if you knew what the genre already was, I feel like it would help you because you just said no.
John, I will not hesitate to send some cesium-138 to your house.
Sounds like a crime.
What lifelines do I have left again?
So you have the easier question. I think you just have the question ones now. You have the swap question and the easier question. Or sorry, that's the same thing. You have a skip question and then an easier question. Oh, and you both have team up still. The only ones you've used on is hint chain and save point.
Right. What was the swap question?
Swap the question for an easier one? Okay. So here is your next easier one. This is only for John. No, I can't answer this one. Hello? Hello, hello? I just wanted to record this message for you to help you get settled in on your first night.
Respawn.
You're not answering that one.
Yeah, I know. I want to answer the one you'd say.
What's that one?
bullshit the game.
Yeah, that's not as funny as what John says. John, so you could get the easier one. So, what's your answer?
We'll go with FNAF 1.
All right, FNAF 1 is correct, and that's why it was super easy. So there you go.
Just out of curiosity, what was the other one?
The one Noah was attempting to answer and just sucked at is Fallout 4. So there you go. But either way,
you would actually know it just before making fun of me for not knowing that game and not knowing the game well enough to know the opening line, which of course I did. I was just sure that it was another game. Okay, good.
Yeah,
John, if I'm ever in the same room as you again, I will strangle you.
Okay, so I'm gonna skip a couple that like there's no chance you're gonna know. So there's one in here that's someday you're bound to lose everything. Everybody around you will be gone. Which is a pretty depressing quote. Whoa. But it's from Final Fantasy VIII, which I don't think John's played 7 in the remake of 7, but I don't think he's played 8. So, and Noah's never touched a Final Fantasy game in his life, so neither of you know that one. You've that met with a terrible fate, haven't you? Is a Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask line, but again, neither of you played that. Mm-hmm. This one's great, and I'm pretty sure one of you have played it. So we're gonna move to video game quote number 21. It ain't no secret I didn't get these scars falling over in church.
What? I mean, that's a badass quote, but also, where the hell would I have heard that?
I will go with the genre hint.
Genre, okay. I honestly have no idea. I've never touched one of these games.
Okay.
Respawn.
No?
Full Metal Jacket.
Sure.
Is that a video game?
You'd be surprised.
I would. That's why I asked.
To find out.
We'll go with the 50-50, because I don't trust Noah to be accurate.
Okay. I'm not spelling this all out, so you get the... Oh, wait, I didn't need to make those two different words, though. There you go. There's your 50-50.
Yes. Probably one of them. I haven't played the first one, and I also haven't heard this line, so I'm gonna go with Red Dead Redemption 1.
The first one?
Yep.
That is correct. Red Dead Redemption 1 is correct, so there you go. You did use two hints, though, so I only get 15 for that, but...
No, are you saying, were you insulting me for getting it right?
No.
Video game quote number 22. Nothing is more badass than treating a woman with respect!
I'd agree.
That's a video game quote,
I just want to know, what video game have I played where someone says this?
Noah, I know, has played a game in this franchise. I don't know if he's played this exact game, though. And I don't think has played this, from what I've known.
There's nothing more badass than treating a woman with respect.
And they're screaming, it's all in caps, so that's why I had to yell.
Oh, they're screaming it too. But I really just want
to... You want to work together on this one?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, so John, are you using your team up, or no, are you using it?
Who's
your
team? I'll use my team up.
Okay, so you're teaming up. So you're teaming up, and you both can. So if you get this wrong, you don't lose points. So that's the benefit if someone pulls you into it. And then if you get it right, then you both get points. So it's a win for everybody.
Okay. Right. So John, do you have any ideas?
It feels like something that I would have heard. Good, that's a good
one. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever played it. So I think no, it's even.
Well, here's the thing, bud. Like, I've played a lot of games, so. There's a very good chance I've heard this quote, but I've no idea what it would be from.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of games.
It's true, there is a lot of games.
There's nothing more badass than treating a woman with respect.
I gotta put a time limit on you guys, because we're over time here.
Do you have any ideas at all, bud?
Well, I don't know what games that you would have played the franchise of.
Well, that's the thing. He said, I may have played a game in this franchise, but I have no idea what franchise that would be.
I mean, Noah's talked about the franchise, but that doesn't mean he's played it. That's why I said I don't know if he's played it.
See, and I've played a lot of fucking franchises, so I don't know.
I mean, you guys can still ask for hints, and you both get them at that point.
Oh, right. John, I think you have more hints than me.
We all have the same amount of hints.
Hints are not the lifelines, goddammit.
Right.
I think now I might be dying from the stupidity. I'm gonna go with the genre.
It's a first-person shooter.
It's a first-person shooter, okay.
First-person shooter slash adventure, I guess, is what it's telling me, but...
Can I get Lifeline release date?
That's a hint.
That's a hint.
God damn it.
I'm gonna
kill him.
What's this idea, bud?
2012 is the release date.
Okay.
First-person shooter in 2012.
So 2012 first-person shooter.
See, the problem is I don't know that many first-person shooters. I know a lot of third-person shooters, but not as many first.
See, I know a few first-person shooters, but not a whole lot.
Off the bat, I'm thinking BioShock. I feel like it would fit one of the characters fairly well.
BioShock would. That could be it. But also, for some reason, I've got Call of Duty jump into mind with like one of the Black Ops games.
How many of you guys? Like 20 seconds. We gotta keep this moving.
How confident are you with BioShock?
I'm fairly confident.
Okay, I'm
super confident, but...
Okay, first one or second one?
I'll go with first one. That's actually...
Okay.
I was gonna say, like you say first one or second one, and then you just ignore the third one. Like, it can't be that one.
No, yeah. Of course not. That would be too much.
Unfortunately, gentlemen, your things were all for nothing, because Borderlands 2 was the game that...
Oh!
Noah's mentioned the Borderlands franchise, but I don't know if he's ever played the game, so... Alright, so I'm gonna skip some more again, so I know you've heard stories about me that I'm a liar, I'm manipulated, that I poison people's minds. Well, let me tell you a different story. John has a major disadvantage for that one, because he's never even looked at the game. Noah said he's played it, so he could remember, but that was Far Cry 5, Faith Seed says that. Video game quote 24, what is this place? Have fun, guys. But it's a escape the back room, so Noah has a disadvantage where John has more revenge. This one we're gonna do because both, if you haven't played the game, you should at least know this existed because it was such a massive game when this came out. So if you don't know this quote, then honestly, you're just bad at life. So that's honestly what I was gonna say. So video game quote number 25. My name is Connor. I'm the android sent by CyberLife.
Respawn.
No.
Detroit Become Human.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Detroit Become Human. That's correct.
Because that's just correct. Alright, well, that is correct, gentlemen, so there you go. Noah finally has points again.
I just knew that quote because I heard it so much.
My name is Connor. Alright, my name is Connor. Video game quote number 26. Her soul is mine, and I'll be back for yours.
Okay, I had it, and then I lost it.
I had it, and then it just slipped beneath me. I don't know.
Fuck it. Respawn.
Noah?
Mortal Kombat 11.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm going to use my lifeline and just skip to this. I don't get the answer.
You refused to answer. The answer, so Noah's wrong, but the answer was devoured. So, I mean, the one that says that is Molly in the asylum. She says that when she's getting zapped into oblivion. So there we go. Moving on, let's see, video game quote number 27. I feel like Noah said he has this game now, so he should know this. Video game quote number 27. What? Whoever was here must have summoned the ghost using a cursed object.
Oh, Respawn.
Noah?
Phasmophobia?
Yeah, you know, I'm tempted to agree with him on that one. Phasmophobia.
Alright, that is correct. So there we go, once again.
I haven't even played the game, but I got it right.
I mean, you got maybe just use context with there. Okay, video game quote number 28 is one of my favorites, so we gotta do it. Heck yeah, she said to herself. My life kicks ass. And then she backflipped all the way to work.
That's gonna be one of my favorite quotes ever.
It's so stupid. Hell like, yeah. My life kicks ass, and then she backflipped all the way to work. So, Mark played this game, by the way, and I won't tell you anything because he plays every single game ever. But he was dying when they said this. Because it's just so stupid and absurd.
I've got a guess.
All right, what are you going for?
Doki Doki Literature Club.
Okay, interesting.
That is a guess for sure. I'm gonna go with my hint of the genre.
Walking simulator.
I have an idea. I feel like I didn't hear it when I played the game, but I'm gonna guess anyway. I'm gonna go Stanley Parable.
That sucks because Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe is the game. Because this quote, they're technically two different games, and the reason that I qualified it is because this quote actually only appears in Ultra Deluxe because you need the bucket in order to get this quote. And the bucket only appears in Stanley Ultra Deluxe, so sorry, I can't give it to you.
Yeah. I recently played it, and I haven't done all the bucket, so.
Yeah. Alright, moving on to video game quote number 29. How's it going? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Huh. Yeah, I'm flying over right now.
Am I Goliath? I thought this was just Ethan having a conversation with himself.
Once you hear the name of this game, you'll be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
John, I have no idea. Do you?
Well, you're not working together anymore, so.
You're on your own.
You're on your own.
You know, I'll go ahead. Hint of the...
Hint of what?
Genre.
Oh, you got out there again. Point and click, I guess? Is that a genre that's valid? That's what it,
point and click?
That's what it is.
That doesn't really help me much. Good to know.
I have no idea.
This is like a billion different point and click games.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of them, John.
You know?
Fair is fair. Fair is fair.
Can I get the lifeline 50-50?
That is a hint.
That's a hint, and you need and you need to use a different hint before you can use that one first. So my
goodness. Damn, all right.
Actually, no, you're losing so horrifically. I'll just give it to you anyway. So your choices are Batman Arkham Knight. Is that what the game's called?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I wrote down. Batman Arkham Knight or whatever that freaking game's called, and then Henry Stickmin Collection.
Oh, all right then.
Hmm. Two very different games.
Yep.
I'm going to go Respawn.
Uh-huh.
Henry Stickmin Collection.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Henry Stickmin Collection.
You're not allowed to go with that. You're not allowed to go with it.
But I am.
But you can't. I'm banning it. You can't do it.
But it's not an answer.
I'm not taking away points, but I'm not giving it to you either.
Okay, fair enough.
Noah was losing so badly, I just had to give him something, alright?
Alright,
this is the last one. There's only five questions in the boss battle round, so we'll get through those pretty quickly. But this is the last quote of the general game, and here's video game quote number 30.
Wait, what?
That's the quote. That's the quote.
It's silence.
Oh, so the quote is awfully silence.
That's the quote, guys. Video game quote number 30. Yeah, I'll say it again so you can hear it again.
Respawn, I have a guess.
Alright, no.
Minecraft.
Okay.
Well, it's gotta be a game. Not constant speaking. So.
You mean a silent protagonist? Yeah.
I don't fucking. This is stupid. But we'll go with.
You're stupid.
But I didn't even insult you. That's gotta be it.
I insult you all the time because I don't care.
John, what's your answer?
We'll go with Henry Stickmin Collection. You know, you get two of those sort of thing.
That is incorrect, and that was also incorrect. The answer was Legend of Zelda again, and so the reason you might be like, well, why is this a quote, is because ... if you look up famous video game quotes, that's for some reason considered a famous video game quote. So, sure. But there you go. So last but not least, gentlemen, we had the boss battle round. So these are going to be completely absurd. You're going to be like, what game even is this type of thing? No lifelines / no hints are used on these. It's a brute force type of thing. But if you get it wrong, you lose 40 points. So even though John's pretty ahead, if Noah gets all of them right, then Noah could somehow win, but we'll see.
Screwed I am.
Boss battle quote number one. For the good of all of us. Except the ones who are dead.
For the good of all of us. Except the ones who are dead.
That's right.
So, no lifelines, no hints.
No lifelines, no hints. You just have to brute force it.
Mm-hmm. I am screwed.
I mean, if John gets these wrong and you somehow get them right, then you literally could win, but it'd be crazy if that happens.
I don't think I know this, or John knows this, to be honest.
I mean, this won't help probably much at all, but you both have... I think all three of us... I've definitely played the game, and I know John's played it, and Noah said he recently played it, so I think all three of us have actually played this game.
It does sound vaguely familiar.
Okay.
I could have all this, except the ones that I did. No, you want to guess first?
No. I was laughing and kind of dying.
Oh, you guys got like 20 seconds, so we got to speed this up.
Okay, Respawn.
Uh-huh.
Far Cry 5.
Interesting.
I haven't played that one. So it's probably not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like I could see this quote being in the game, but because based on what I just said that all three of us have played this game, then I feel like that's not gonna be correct.
Yeah. But, I'm gonna go with God of War.
Okay. No. That's incorrect. Yeah. The answer was Portal. And the reason you might be like, when is it said? Is because this actually isn't said. It's sung because it's in GLaDOS' song at the end of the game. So it's for the good of all of us except those who are dead. And then she goes on a tangent about how she's glad that she's not you or whatever.
After Portal, the game I never got to the end of.
That sounds like a personal issue. And you should really just reconsider your life choice at that point. But anyway, it's like a 4-hour game or something, bro. It's like, come on now. But anyway, so moving on to boss battle quote number 2. In certain parts of Europe, I'm considered a genius.
In certain parts of Europe, I'm considered a genius. Why does that feel familiar?
I don't know if it would be for you guys, but...
In certain parts of Europe, I'm considered a genius.
the quote itself is just stupid, because, like, in certain parts of Europe, I'm considered a genius.
Not all parts of Europe. Only certain
parts. Yeah.
Not all parts, just some.
It's gotta be a stupid character saying it.
It's gotta be a stupid character in a stupid game.
I will say, the character is pretty stupid, so...
I think that means if the character's stupid, he's about as stupid as John.
Are you on a highway?
Nope.
Sounds like it.
He's currently driving.
He's currently driving while he's playing the game show.
I stole this car, police.
Gotta give you 20 seconds here.
A respawn.
No?
Far Cry 3.
What are you... I don't even know what you're doing. John, you got an answer?
Really, really insisted on the Far Cry 1. I don't know. Freaking Life is Strange.
Yeah, that's like Chloe says it. So no, I actually instinctively took away points because I knew there's probably no chance you guys are gonna get this. So the game is Looney Tunes Back in Action, which was a game made in 2001. So like there was like really no chance that was gonna happen there.
I don't think either of us have played that.
That's what I said earlier. Yeah. Moving on to boss battle quote number 3. This is my golden ticket, but I have to be careful. As soon as this gets out, there's going to be a target on my back.
Interesting.
Respawn.
No?
No answer.
That's not how this works.
You can't just not answer.
I was kind of hoping that would work.
Doesn't. Try again.
There's my answer.
I didn't hear anything, so.
Exactly.
I probably have heard this quote before. I don't know it. I'm going to go.
You cut out there, what?
I'm going to go Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Interesting answer. It's incorrect, unfortunately. The answer is the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe again. So poor John. Like, just can't see the key to give it.
No. I knew it sounded familiar, but I...
This is I still don't even know what this part of the game is. It's when you get the fourth standing... Well, it's usually people's fourth one. The Stanley Marine that's in the... Where you stop listening to him, so you just ignore him every single time, and you get the area with the conveyor belt you gotta go on. If you go to towards the boxes where the fourth Sandlerine is, and you go into a vent. You if you have the bucket, it's only when you have the bucket. You go up to like this tape recorder, and this guy's talking about how he's like can monetize the bucket, and he can like it sounds like a joke, but then all of a sudden like there's creepy noises, and he's like, "Ed, there's gonna be a target on my back," and then there's like something that attacks him, and then like I don't know what's like I still have no clue what that part of the game is.
Yeah, bucket route.
Yeah, but moving on to boss battle quote number four. Really sad, you're gonna die.
Really sad, you're gonna die.
Yep.
Why does this sound like a quote from one of John's dreams?
I mean, it's very similar to a real quote from one of my dreams.
Really sad, you're gonna die.
I'm gonna go with, Respawn.
Uh-huh.
Sekiro. Shadows die twice.
Alright.
I'm not even sure what the fuck you said, but alright.
You're Respawn. An idiot.
What's your answer now?
John insulted me so bad, I forgot.
Alright, cool. Well, you're probably not going to get it anyway, because for some dumb reason you didn't play this game yet. John has played the game, though, and didn't get it. The answer is Undertale. This is Metaton talking to you, and he's like, really sad, because it's not even like a full sentence. Really sad, you're going to die. Like, that's not like a human don't speak like that. But anyway, moving on to the final quote with his boss battle quote number 5. I want breakfast.
That's it. Just, I want breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I feel like burning down some sort of building.
Was it over here hungover?
I want breakfast.
Okay. I want breakfast.
Uh-huh. So what's it?
I played a game where I would just hear someone go, I want breakfast.
I mean, this game is... because this is so absurd, I would say this game is free, but I don't know if Noah's actually played it, is the problem, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it costs money, so he's really have no excuse not to play it unless he got the console version. I think the console version costs more for some reason. Well, actually, I know the reason, but it costs money on there. But the actual game is free, so
it's a free to play game.
Spawn.
No.
Overcooked.
That's not a free game, but sure.
Oh, I feel like I'm dying. Shit.
You should. I'm gonna go Doki Doki Literature Club.
Interesting. I actually instinctively took points away because I'm like, John's not going to get this, and so I guess I shouldn't have done that because that is correct. That is one of the that is what the character says during like the poem thing. Interesting. Okay. Interessante.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know it was a strip club game.
Are you some type of idiot? The answer is yes. I'm not even going to let you answer that question. So we're going to stop this before. Like, this is basically Fujibi all over again. Noah just sucks so bad. There's no prolonging this. So John capped his points, so at 95, and he ended with 195, so he had a bit more than what his cap was. Noah capped at 55 and ended with 55, so congratulations. You basically gained 0 points. So John, you are the winner of yet another Game Show Man. So you got a winner speech for us?
Early on, I was like, man, he's right. I mean, a lot of hints, but maybe they'll come back and play me. Little did I know, Noah is stupid. Couldn't get most of them right. So I was really nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I guess so. And Noah, you got a losing speech for losing so bad?
Yeah, this was fun. I hardly knew any of these quotes because I have so shit at games. John, well played, and I'm gonna go die in a corner now.
This sounds like an imposter. No, he would never compliment John on anything.
John, old bastard, you son of a bitch.
But anyway, so thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation. We just laugh along the way. That's what we do around here. You can find me over on YouTube at FlabsXE Gaming. Like I said, I've been uploading again recently, so you can check out what we got going on over there. You can find John at Twitch at JeebensFeebens, and YouTube is on JeebensFeebens as well. He's been, I've been getting notifications he's been streaming, but I've been working, so I've never been able to tune in or anything. But he has been streaming pretty regularly, at least when he can. And then YouTube, he's got all sorts of content up. But you can always be notified when he's going to be streaming, because you can hit the follow button and it'll tell you when he's streaming, so go check out. Noah can only be found on Xbox at NoahDuck54 or on Instagram at NoahDuck5434. And so yeah, check him out over there for whatever he does. And then, of course, check out the Patreon. The Patreon has the different tiers, of course, as every Patreon does. But we also have an a shop where you can get Extendicut episodes, which are kind of just like mini episodes that don't matter in the sense they have no correlation with the actual podcast itself, outside of the fact that it's the three of us talking about a topic. The host doesn't matter. The points don't matter. There's no winner, loser, or anything. Just a fun thing where we just have a lot of fun over there, so go check it out. The first $5 or $3 that we can kind of dip your toes in, see if you actually like it. And if you don't, then you only wager $3, which is less than a Big Mac now, so nothing really there. And then, if you do like it, then the rest become $5. That way, you know, you can get more bang for your buck type of thing. Yeah, it's going to do it for this episode. So thank you guys so much for watching, or listening. I'm so used to doing the YouTube outro. Thank you so much for listening or watching. I guess technically on YouTube, you would be technically watching. But thank you guys so much for listening, watching, whatever you want to say. And we'll see you guys next time.
John's bald.